The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Joe Biden is set to become the first US president to have overcome a stutter. His journey will no doubt inspire many who have to manage a stutter in their day-to-day lives. How common is it and how do you overcome it? How do you learn to live with it? Dr. Jonathan Linklater is a speech and language therapist and a development manager for the Irish Stammer Association. And I'm delighted to say he's on the line. Jonathan, it's good to talk to you. When we speak about a stutter or a stammer, is it always the same thing we're talking about, or is that a phrase that, you know, encompasses a lot?
It is. So stuttering and stammering are the same thing. I think people in UK and Ireland would say stammering more, whereas stuttering is more used by the rest of the world. But it is essentially the same thing. It's a communication difficulty, a way of talking where people struggle sometimes and they have difficulty saying what they want to say when they want to say it, so they do know what they're trying to say, but they just struggle getting it out sometimes.
How many people then in Ireland suffer with a stammer?
We've got about 50,000 people in Ireland who would stutter. It's about 1% of the population, but we'd see about 5% of children would stutter at some stage. So four out of five children would recover or resolve. They wouldn't end up stuttering as adults.
So why does it happen?
Seems to be a mix of factors. There's a neurological element to it, so the brain is doing something different at times. There is a genetic element to it. It runs in families, but we'd also see that people's speaking experiences can have a knock-on effect. So if someone struggles and has negative experiences, that can stay with them and give them a sense that it is more difficult to talk. And those experiences can make them fear speaking and think they're going to be judged by people. They can make them start avoiding situations and saying certain things and certain words as well.
Okay, because sometimes you do hear that people who have a stammer might say, well, it's because this happened when I was a child or when I was learning to read or whatever it happened to be or speak in school, something happened or there was such a teacher who maybe was not very nice, whatever it happens to be. There's some truth in that, it sounds like.
There's a sense that like there'd be several factors would come together at the same time. So it generally isn't a specific event, but you'd find that some people might be predisposed to stammering. So they may have a family history where it happens, but that isn't always the case. Sometimes it's just language development. There is a tendency to get stuck on certain sounds and that child might react a bit more to that. And then they might get people who are well-meaning, who are trying to help and give advice, such as slow down, take a deep breath, think about what you have to say. But that then starts suggesting to the child that maybe this talking should be a bit more complicated than I think. And then that develops into a bigger thing. So people's reactions and people's thoughts about it end up becoming a bit of a bigger issue. So stuttering's a bit like an iceberg, as in we can see and hear parts of it. But then underneath the iceberg can be more significant, and that can have a bigger impact on people's lives in general.
God, when you're talking about something that has all these different factors feeding into it, often more than one, it can be neurological, it can be genetic, and it runs in a family. There can be psychological aspects of you've just described there. Does that make it particularly difficult then in terms of dealing with it?
I think it can. I think there's always possibility for change, and I think that's one of the positive aspects of the Joe Biden story. And he does talk about overcoming it, and I think overcoming it implies you can kind of get rid of it, but I don't think that's what he's always saying. We've shared a video on our page, on our Facebook page, showing him talking about his experience of stuttering, and I think that overcoming it's going to mean different things for different people. So they might still stutter, but it shouldn't stop them doing things and it shouldn't stop them getting on with things. But it's just sometimes how people see it. So someone might still be stuttering, but they can still get on with their lives. And I think what, from a speech therapy point of view or from an Irish stammering point of view, we'd be trying to get people to keep talking and keep engaging and not letting stuttering stop them. That would be our general message.
Is there a point where it becomes too late to do anything about it, that people have lived with it for so long?
No, I don't think so. I think like we'd always be keen on early intervention and getting people into either therapy or, as the Stammering Association, we have a parents support network as well, where parents can come for advice. So it isn't always trying to fix it, but it is trying to give information to support people. In terms of the age, I think the sooner you start changing your ideas and not seeing stuttering as such a negative thing, I think that's helpful. But I think that can be difficult at times. But I've worked with people who are older, who are retired, who are still making changes. And there was one person who wanted to be reading stories to her grandchildren, and that was one of her motivations for getting more comfortable with stuttering. So there's always options to change, I suppose, is the message.
And are there particular words or sounds or letters that people tend to get caught on?
It's more individual. So I think people stutter in their own way.
Okay.
And so people might stutter on their own name. So stuttering is often about saying something important to someone important. So I can't change my name very easily, because then the next time I introduce my name myself, then people will be thinking that's not what he said last time. So people end up having feared sounds and feared words, but it could be a sound of their favorite drink or their favorite band or whatever it is. It's something important can be more difficult to get across.
And that psychological aspect then, I assume, like, if this is maybe seems like a strange question, and I'm just thinking of a very good friend of mine, sometimes with a few drinks in them, sometimes the stutter can disappear.
Yeah, and I think that's different for different people, and obviously we're not recommending
How do people deal with it, Jonathan? Load of drink.
Yeah, speech therapist says. So that has a different effect for different people. Some people would stutter more if they've had a drink, but some people would stutter less if they've had a drink. So it's how... So in that way, with the person, you know, that may be just more feeling more comfortable and not feeling as stressed about getting their message across. So I think that it kind of comes back to confidence, but I'm not saying confidence is the issue. If everybody was confident, it would be easy. It's about being more comfortable with a message, being more comfortable with stuttering and not caring as much, which is an easy thing to say, but can be quite difficult. And that's where even seeing someone like Joe Biden, who's now gone on to become president of the US with 80 odd million people voting for him, shows that those people don't really care about stuttering. And that's a message we're trying to get out there, that it may be difficult, but not everybody thinks as negatively about it, would be the message.
Is there a point, and I'm just conscious maybe of parents of young children listening to this, you say, look, it's never too late, but can it be too early? I'm just thinking again in my own experience, you know, that there's points where kids are learning to speak and they do get caught on words, and you hear the repetition of the first half of a word over and over, but it's not necessarily the sign of anything other than just growing up. Like, at what point does does a parent need to think, you know what, maybe we should speak to a speech and language therapist?
I think if stuttering is persisting, of like, so children are, that's the nature of learning language. Children are going to get stuck on words and are going to have difficulty thinking of words because they don't always know the words. So we would hear that. I think when it persists over a couple of weeks or a couple of months, then you might want to start looking for more guidance around it. I think if there's any struggle and if there's tension, if kids are saying I can't talk, or if they're looking distressed about it, I think that's when you would want to come for advice, and just even ringing your local health centre and asking them for advice from a speech and language therapist can be a first step. I realise we're in COVID times, but even phone consultations can give some guidance and reassurance. I think not always reacting to it would be helpful from a parent's point of view. I think giving the child the time and space, not trying to advise them, but giving a positive message of, I really like it when you tell me stories about whatever, or I'm glad you told me that. I think those letting the kid know it's okay is healthy.
Well, listen, as you said, Joe Biden's success maybe would be an inspiration to some people out there, adult and child alike. Dr. Jonathan Linklater, speech and language and development manager, a speech and language therapist, development manager for the Irish Stammer Association. Jonathan, it's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder. The final furlong, that's coming up next.